9 away from 9 o'clock. Wayne coming up at the top of the hour on the Wayne Eddy Affair. Today is Becca Carlson, 9 to 11 today. That's coming up in just a few. Boy, we're heading into the Labor Day holiday weekend, and after that, of course, it's defeat of Jesse James, and even at that, before that, in between those two, there's a big thing that's happening as well. The first day of school is coming up next Tuesday, and we have Jenna Dardis joining us now from Benjamin Bus. Jenna, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for having us.
Boy, this school is about here. We were talking before we went onto the air. You have as a parent, this is the last time you'll have send a kid off to school.
At least,
probably in Northfield anyway, unless they go to the colleges.
Right. My youngest is a senior, so I have the bittersweet going in, as well as what probably the incoming kindergarten parents are going through right now.
Yeah.
First time kindergarten parents. So it's anxiety for everybody a little bit.
All those years in between, though, it's like, there you go, get going.
Yeah.
You're school time. Now, the school starts on a Tuesday, and the buses will be around to pick the kids up. Let's start off by talking about the buses. Are there any, like, major changes in the bus routes or the scheduling or anything?
Yes, there are. We actually added a new bus route. It was approved by the school board last year to add an additional bus route, which we will have a bus 17, which we haven't had for a few years. So if parents got their card in the mail that said bus 17, if they're questioning it, they can certainly call. But that is correct. And there is a new bus route number 17. And that's going to pick up some students over in the Denison, the soccer field area, so the east side of town a little bit that we had overflow.
All right, so we have actually 17 school buses.
Actually, we have 26 in the morning.
Oh, really?
That are going to be running.
I thought that there might be more than 17. What was there just not a 17 before? Did
Correct.
You skip
there
that?
Just for a few years there hasn't been a 17, so we've skipped some numbers. Yes.
Well, you know, I suppose you don't want to get people confused that hey, we were 24, now we're 25. That
right.
would be kind of confusing.
Yes.
Now, if the parents, is there a place where they can look up to see which bus and where to pick up, where the kids are going to be dropped off?
Right. Well, we have routers that have been working diligently the last 3 months getting the routes ready for the upcoming school year. And so what we have done in the past and what we continue to do that works really well is we send out postcards. And on that postcard gives your student's name, the pickup time, which bus number they're going to be on, and if they need to transfer at the middle school, which is our transfer hub. It gives all that information. But they absolutely, if they have any questions, they can call Benjamin Bus and someone will be there and answer any of their questions as well.
Now, if I'm presuming that busing is optional, if the parents would like to take the kid to school, they can do that as well. Do they contact anyone? Is it necessary to be in contact with either the bus company, Benjamin Bus, or the school district to say, hey, my kid's not riding the bus today?
Yes, it is. It's their
option.
Okay. And riding a bus is a privilege. Yeah. I always like to say as well. So there are times that parents choose to bring their children to school. And at the end of the school year, the prior school year, we have forms that we have the children's parents fill out with the new information if they're not going to be riding the next year. That way we can efficiently get the routes ready and have everything tightened up by the first day of school.
All right. Now, when the parents send the kids off to the bus stop, anything in particular they need to know?
Well, the first week of school is always going to be a little trial and error.
Uh-huh.
On those bus cards, we have times that the buses will be picking their students up and dropping them off. Now, what I've told parents in the past is allow a few extra minutes than what is on the postcard due to just people getting used to their schedules, acclimated back to the school year. So we do ask that parents have their students arrive to their bus stop 5 minutes prior to their bus time that is listed on the postcard. Also, tell your students that bus stops are not a place to play. That's a safety zone, too, when the bus is arriving to pick you up. So just stand there and wait for your bus to come to a complete stop. Wait for the door to open, and then you may enter when the bus driver tells you that it's safe to enter.
Now, from the standpoint of all the other humans in Northfield. That the start of the school, if you don't have a kid in school, it's still a big event because the buses are going to be out. You know, if you get around, drive around over the course of the summer, and you know the school zones and the bus stops and everything aren't a big deal. But boy, when you see a bus now, you got to keep in mind that there are safety precautions to take.
Right, you're exactly right, Jeff, and that is what's so important. The fine has now risen to $500 for violating a school bus stop arm. And so I just urge motorists out there, especially young motorists that are maybe new, they just recently got their driver's license. When you do see a school bus and when the yellow lights are flashing, that means that they are preparing to make a stop. So please be aware of that. And then when the reds are flashing and the stop arm is extended, students are either exiting or entering a school bus. So please just be aware.
All right. Yeah, good. Yeah, that's the whole thing is just pay attention. Pay attention.
Exactly.
I think many of us, and I got to count myself in this, have forgotten that it's the first day of school at times. And this is before I was doing the morning show.
Yes.
Now I'm here during the whole time. But you see a bus and all of a sudden, whoa,
right.
Boy, stop. Yeah.
Right.
It's,
yes.
Stop arm is going out. Anything else about bus safety or anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, in October, we will have our National Bus Safety Week. So we will be conducting our annual bus safety to all the school students at every school in Northfield and Prairie Creek. And just reiterating the school bus safety for the children that ride the school buses. And just wishing everybody a great 2018-19 school year and safety as Benjamin Bus Northfield Lions, our mission is safety first. So please just be aware and hope everyone has a great school year.
All right. Jenna, thanks so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. You have a very safe school year as well.